This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Jennifer Simmelink is joining us. She serves as the coordinator for the Kansas Soil Health Alliance. And Jennifer, for those who may not be familiar with the Kansas Soil Health Alliance, tell us a bit about the organization.
The Kansas Soil Health Alliance was been spoke about for a couple years, but just formed in the last year. We are a farmer and rancher-led organization whose mission is simply to improve and protect Kansas soils. We intend to do this by having our farmers and ranchers helping other farmers and ranchers learn to take care of their soils.
Yeah, and this has really long-term effects on being able to protect that soil.
Improved soil health is going to help improve profitability and sustainability of your soil and your farm, and something that we're key to featuring. You know, many of us grow up, you know, in your farm families. You want to leave that land better than how you got it for the next generation.
And one of the ways to do that is provide workshops that are taking place, and those are some of the brand new things that you're doing in the Kansas Soil Health Alliance.
We actually have our first field event that we are hosting together with No-Till on the Plains coming up on Tuesday, August 3rd. It'll be in Waukene. It's a free event, so we're really excited to offer that to anyone who's able to attend.
And it's going to be a cover crop field day type of event taking place?
So we'll be spending half of the day indoors at the Trigo County Fairground 4-H building, and then the other half of the day will be at one of our board member, Bryce Custer's, field. It's fully planted to a spring cover crop. While we're on the indoor session, we'll be including introductions and question and answer segment with the Kansas Soil Health Alliance board members. We'll have some grazing presentations, soil health, and rainfall simulator demonstrations from Candy Thomas, the NRCS Regional Soil Health Specialist. And when we head to the field portion of the day, attendees will be able to see side-by-side comparisons of soil structure and infiltration rates between some tilled ground, no-tilled ground, and undisturbed rangeland.
And Jennifer, if people want more information or to register for that event coming up on August 3rd or just more information about the Kansas Soil Health Alliance, what's the best way they can do that?
KSSoilHealth.org. To register for our event, we have a banner on the homepage that will take visitors directly to our field days listing on our Soil Health Events calendar. And our website, we have an events calendar that features any soil health event we've been able to locate in Kansas or even in our surrounding states.
That is Jennifer Simmelink, coordinator with the Kansas Soil Health Alliance. She has been our guest on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.